The Australian Federal Court has ruled that the Environment Minister, Susan Ley, has a legal duty not to cause harm to young people of Australia by exacerbating climate change when approving coal, oil and gas mining projects. The decision that came in the Federal Court in Melbourne last Thursday comes following a case brought by a group of eight young people on behalf of all young Australians that was filed in September last year. The group of eight young Australians argued duty of care existed and also applied for an injunction to be granted to stop the minister from approving Whitehaven's extension to its Vickery coal mine in New South Wales. One of those eight young people was Western Australian Bella Burgmeister, and I had the opportunity to speak to Bella yesterday, and I started just by asking Bella exactly how this court case first came to be.
Bella, in a world first, the Federal Court of Australia has found that the Environment Minister, Susan Ley, has a duty of care to protect young people from the climate crisis. In this judgment that has been hailed by lawyers and many activists as very much a world first and a great win for the climate justice movement, can you start by telling us a bit about the background to this case? How did it come about? And I guess, you know, what was the, I guess, your personal motivation for being involved?
Yep. So I guess the case kind of started when I got asked through the School Strike Movement if I'd like to be a part of it. And then from there, we had meetings with the lawyers who are super great. And, you know, we had discussions with them and they talked to my family and my parents about what would be happening. So it was all really, really well informed so I could make a decision around it. And then, you know, from there we had meetings on a regular basis where the lawyers would explain to us what was happening. We did media training because this is obviously a very big deal because we're Australia first, obviously. So it was really good. Every step of the process, we were all very informed about what was happening. It was such a great experience.
Now, specifically, this case had sought an injunction to prevent the minister from approving a proposal by Whitehaven Coal to expand the Vickery coal mine in northern New South Wales. I guess specifically in regard to that project, does that mean now that the project itself will be delayed or will not be approved? Can you just tell us about the specific sort of details around that in terms of what effect will this have on the Whitehaven coal project?
So the injunction that we asked for was a special kind of injunction, which wasn't granted, obviously, but we are still in the process now of making more submissions about, because we already know that she has a duty of care, so we're now talking about how this duty of care will be affected if she approves this mine. So it's still possible this mine won't go ahead. We still have time to add submissions. I think it is till the 3rd of June until the judge said we have, until our submissions are due.
Right, so I guess in a sense, this sort of the decision by the federal court is in some ways a symbolic victory, but it will help to aid in these campaigns. Obviously, one of the big sort of campaigns at the moment is the ongoing campaign against the Adani's coal mine in the Galilee Basin, but there's obviously this huge expansion of coal throughout both Queensland, New South Wales, and of course here in WA we have this gas-led recovery. Do you think that this court case will set a precedent, though, that when it comes to these sorts of the expansion of these projects or these new projects, that this will create perhaps a new roadblock for climate activists in terms of stopping these kind of projects?
Yeah, I definitely think so. This case is a building case, and we already know that the court ruled that the minister has a duty to take responsible care for these actions that are causing children harm because of climate change. So, we can use that argument over and over again, and that was our main point with this case.
Indeed. Now, I guess if you look at, our federal and our state politics, unfortunately, there is this continuing reliance on the fossil fuel industry here in Western Australia. We have the state government very much pushing, as I mentioned, for this gas-led recovery. And while, of course, federally, I'm sure yourself and many others would like to see, and you know, the end of the coalition government, it very much seems that, unfortunately, both major political parties are still backing coal, backing gas, and backing fossil fuels. I think, you know, in a way, this court case demonstrates a need for diversity of tactics and the fact that, you know, using the courts can be effective in creating some change, or at least creating, as we said, some roadblocks. You're also a part of School Strike for Climate, and of course engaging in sort of strikes and forms of civil disobedience and so forth. What has this experience taught you in terms of that need for diversity of tactics and for using courts and other means beyond just, I guess, going to the polling booths every few years?
Yep. Well, you know, there is no hope without action. And, you know, I'm always looking for other ways to act. And this legal case is just another way of doing that. And it's really good because, as you said, there's so many different ways we have to take action now. We have to come up with different tactics and things. And just going through our legal system is another way of doing that. And it's a very effective one because, you know, we're using the law to prove our point and to make our voices heard and to stop these dangerous minds from being put in.
And I guess talking about those legal cases, you said also sort of a building case in a way. It is very much an Australian first. Do you foresee there being, I guess, further cases, I guess, not just in regard to this particular project, but other projects here in Australia? And do you think more people, particularly young people, are going to be taking this kind of action?
I really hope so. I definitely do. I think it's a great way to take action, especially as young people, as we can't vote. We have to have our voices heard somehow. And through the legal system is just one way of doing that. And, you know, this case, as I said, is a building case, so we may be able to eventually use this argument to, you know, stop all new coal mines from being built in Australia, and that's what we're really hoping for.
Now, I guess just finally, though, many people, particularly young people, might not necessarily have access to the resources or, I guess, even know where to begin in regard to sort of taking this kind of action, but there are many things people can do. And as I mentioned, you are a part of Student Strike for Climate. There was recently a strike around a national strike here in Perth. There was people taking action, not last Friday, the Friday before, I believe. I guess, can you just tell listeners a bit more about what's planned in terms of Student Strike for Climate and how, I guess, young people and their supporters can get involved and participate in that movement?
So our next big strike will be in October, which will coincide with the UN meeting that's happening. That's an international strike, which is going to be super exciting. We're also going to be working with other environmental groups like Extinction Rebellion and things like that. So we're all going to be striking on the same day. And, yeah, it's going to be super exciting. And as an adult supporter, we know we just need you to show up and show your support, really, and you know, invite your friends to come along, because the more people that are there, the more our voices will get heard and our message will be spread out. So that's what we're really hoping for.
You mentioned there that groups such as Extinction Rebellion and so forth are taking part in that. And I guess this is sort of this idea of these strikes that you want them to be as big as possible, but there's also the element that they are a strike and, in a sense, a form of direct action or civil disobedience. How important is that element of the movement, that it's not just about rallying in a traditional sense? I mean, I think many of our listeners and many people would have been to protest rallies and so forth, and sometimes there's this feeling that you go to a rally, you walk around the block, you go home, and nothing much changes. But it seems with Student Strike for Climate, there's this element of, you know, I guess, you know, the strike for a start, like an act of civil disobedience and withdrawing, you know, yourself from school or from work to participate in this action.
Yep.
How important is that in this movement?
Yeah, so, you know, we take a non-violent direct action form of approach in school strikes, so making sure that, and it's so important because it just gives our voices out there. As I said, we can't vote yet, so we need to show our politicians what we think about these major decisions that are being made. And the more young people that we have standing with us, the bigger our voices get and the more change we'll be able to make and the more impact we'll have. So it's definitely about coming along, bringing your friends and, you know, just sharing your voice, because, you know, it's standing up and fighting back. That's what we're doing.